The Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Congressman Charlie Norwood of Georgia recently made a speech that I want to share with you. He said that the Bush administration budget recently submitted to Congress will allow over 1 million new illegal aliens to come across our border every year. This means allowing an additional 4 million illegal aliens into our country over the next 4 years. That's the equivalent of the entire population of South Carolina or Oregon. Think about that. We're adding the equivalent of a 51st state populated entirely by low-income illegal aliens. Congressman Norwood says that while we are patting ourselves on the back for passing a Border Enforcement Act in December, by the end of this year, another 1 million illegal aliens will have entered our country. This happens every year under current non-enforcement policy. Congress is crowing about adding 1,500 new border agents next year, but they won't be on duty till 2009. He said Congress is bragging about adding technology and maybe a fence, but that won't be ready until 2010. There's no excuse for this. Congressman Norwood said we know right now how to stop this flood of illegal immigration within 2 weeks. We should send 36,000 troops immediately to our southern border. We even know what this will cost, $2.5 billion a year, and that's less than 4% of the $70 billion a year we're spending right now to pay for the health care, education, and incarceration costs of illegal aliens. And we know this could be done in 1 week. That's how long it took us to send 70,000 National Guard and regular Army troops to respond to Katrina. Congressman Norwood blames Congress and the administration for allowing these millions of illegal aliens to enter the United States. He asks every member of Congress to urge their governor to deploy all necessary forces to combat this invasion and ask the president to order the Department of Defense to act.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Against illegal immigration and defender of the First and Second Amendment rights, straight from the ghetto, the prisoner of South Central, Terry Anderson.
What's with this Terry Anderson guy?
He's articulating a popular rage.
Stupid people of America, good evening. If you ain't mad, you ain't paying attention. Folks, last week, U.S. Senator and W.C. Fields lookalike Teddy Kennedy, speaking on the marches of illegal alien criminals in our country, said, quote, "This is reminiscent of the civil rights movement. It's equal in terms of intensity and feeling among the groups," end quote. Give me a break. He said it reminded him of the drive for civil rights by black Americans half a century earlier. That statement couldn't be further from the truth, and there is no comparison. And that is alienating black folks in this country, as it should. You are not going to make the comparison of people illegally in our country to those who went through Jim Crow, those who went through lynchings, and those who went through slavery in this country. We ain't having it. The struggle for civil rights fought by black Americans was one fought by citizens. Do you know what that means, Mr. Kennedy? Citizens. Illegal aliens are not citizens, at least not of this country. We were citizens, and we were demanding the rights of other citizens, the same that they had. We were the descendants of slaves, and many, many of us lived through Jim Crow, where many were treated with less respect than they would treat an animal. This was our history. This was my history. We did not sneak into this country like thieves. Our ancestors were kidnapped, and brought to this country. With the help of many Americans and the Emancipation Proclamation, we were freed. And with the aid of the 14th Amendment to the Constitution, we became what we are today, Americans. On that day of the ratification of the 14th Amendment, our quest for equality began, and we began fighting for it and have been fighting for it ever since. It wasn't always easy, but progress was steady until now. Our civil rights legacy has now been hijacked by those who would not join us in the 50s and 60s. Talking about marches in the streets, racist Reconquista Governor Bill Richardson said, quote, "This is bigger than the civil rights movement of the 60s, unquote. You're a liar too, Bill. You and Teddy Kennedy. Both of you need to teetotal for a little while. You guys are sick. Many Hispanics now are trying to hijack our civil rights movement for their own illegal purposes by lumping themselves together with illegal aliens to make one group of so-called freedom fighters. You know, I'm not talking about all, because we got some good American Hispanics, good people who understand what it means to be an American. But some are lumping themselves together, as does Reconquista King of All, Antonio Pancho Villaraigosa, who says, we clean your toilets. We clean your rooms. We wipe your baby's butt. We. Who is we? Is it American citizens? Is it immigrants? Is it illegal aliens? Who is we? You know what he means? He means Hispanics. And that's what many of them do. They lump themselves together with the illegal aliens to make this gigantic group. Hispanics were invited to the civil rights movement in the 50s and 60s, folks. Yes, they were. I have proof of that. And the usual reason they declined was because they were, quote, white, unquote. My birth certificate says colored. My brother's birth certificate says colored. My sons say Negro and some say black. I guarantee you, if you look at a Hispanic birth certificate during those two generations, you will see the word white or Caucasian. That's what you will see because that's what they were. We have always been black, folks. My race has always been that way. We have never had the luxury of claiming to be white. We were black. Some of us are lighter than others. Some of us are darker than others. We come in all colors, but we are still black people, and that is what we have always been, the one dram rule. If you think I'm wrong, look at the segregation of the U.S. Armed Forces during World War II. Blacks were not allowed to serve in white companies, but Hispanics were because they were white. Hollywood reflects times and gives us two excellent examples. I give you right now. You can check these at your video library. Guadalcanal Diary. Great picture. World War II. Black and white. Anthony Quinn, a man born in Mexico City in the 1920s, played a Mexican-American man serving in the Marine Corps in World War II. A black man could not have served in that Marine company. Second, we've got Midway, starring Eric Estrada, a very dark-skinned Hispanic man who played a Hispanic who was a Navy flyer in World War II. He even spoke Spanish and made Pachuco jokes in the picture. He was a Hispanic man who was serving as a white person in the military. Now, I'm proud of this service. I'm not knocking that. I'm glad anybody's serving the service. What I am telling you is these people were not, quote, and I hate this word, I hate it, but I use it. They were not minorities, unquote. They were white. And they were passing for white because they were white. And now all of a sudden they're minorities. They're the downtrodden. And they want to talk about the civil rights movement. I only bring this up because the numbers of Hispanics who lumped themselves with the illegal aliens asking for civil rights, rights that they, as American Hispanics, have, guess what? Always had. At a recent event that I spoke at, a woman from the organization Churla told me of signs that once read, "No dogs and Mexicans allowed" at some restaurants and eating establishments. I never saw these signs, but I'm sure they existed. I have no reason to believe she would lie about it. So let's give her that. There were signs like that. I would ask you this. Where were the dogs sicked on these people? Where were the water hoses turned on these people? Where were these people lynched? I can show you tons of footage. I get you VHS. I get you DVD. I get you 8, 16, 35 millimeter. We might even find some 70 millimeter to show you black people under these conditions. I can show you tons of footage of my people being lynched, being have water hoses turned on them, dogs turned on them, and all of the above. Do you have any footage of Hispanics going through what my people went through? I think not. And you won't. I also have tons of footage showing civil rights marches where black folks took to the streets for equality. In some of those marches, you can even see white faces who came out and assisted my people in getting civil rights. I have looked very closely for Latin faces, but I can't find any. They're not there. You tell me why. We fought for civil rights as Americans, not as illegal aliens or as those who are the same race as illegal aliens. We were Americans. And we had other races that came out and fought for us. I'm not saying no Hispanics ever marched with us, but I'm going to tell you something. You can't see them in the newsreel footage. I don't see them. My point is not to knock Hispanic people and say they don't deserve rights. American Hispanics deserve the rights that any other American deserves. But it angers me when I see them lumping themselves together with illegal aliens from other countries based upon race. That's what angers me. And then they try to hijack our civil rights movement. This is outrageous. And black folks are angry about it. And you wonder why blacks aren't coming out and marching in your marches. It ain't going to happen. You have taken our jobs. You have taken our communities over. There are places in L.A. where a black man cannot go because he is black and live. And a Hispanic in Los Angeles can live anywhere he can afford to live and nobody will bother him. And that is a fact. Count the black folks in East L.A. There ain't any. Count the Hispanic folks in traditional black areas of this city, and you will see it's probably 50-50 or even more of them now than it is of us. Why? Because we accept everybody, but nobody accepts us. And that's what angers me about this. Now they want to hijack our civil rights thing and tell us that we should join with them. Uh-uh! The NAACP leader marched with Antonio Villaraigosa in the streets of L.A. the other day. Sucker! Pretty soon you won't have nowhere to march. Your dumb black behind ain't going to have nowhere to hang your hat in Los Angeles. But you're out there marching with the very people who are going to take your place in this city. Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, and all the rest who are counting on votes from these Hispanics. Good luck. You ain't going to ever get it. And if you get it now, it's only because they don't have one of their own in there that they can vote for. That is why we are not going to join in this. That is why so many magazine and newspaper articles are written wanting to know why the black community is not joining in the civil rights struggle. We ain't joining in it because it ain't our struggle, and they don't have no right to march for rights because they got no rights coming. They're illegal aliens. And any American Hispanic who lumps himself together with them is a traitor to this country. He is a racist bastard because he is aligning himself on race rather than on nationality. I will fight with any American in this country for his civil rights, but I will not fight for those who are here illegally. And I damn sure ain't going to fight with those that come here and want to kill me and take away what I have. Ain't going to happen. And I will make this claim, and I will make this assault, and I will make this appeal to the Congressional Black Caucus. When are you going to start looking out for your own the way the Hispanic caucus looks out for their own? You are the worst people in this country. Eleanor Norton Holmes, Maxine Waters, Diane Watson, Jackson Lee, Conyers, all of you have sold your people out because you don't want to do the right thing on this. I am not telling you to turn against Hispanics. I am telling you to turn against law-breaking. Illegal immigration is killing the black community in this country, and anybody says it ain't so is a damn lie. And that's the name of that tune. This is the Terry Anderson Show on the All-American Radio Network.
As you know, our troops are risking their lives to fight the war against terrorism. But even as we wage war on the Middle East terrorist network, there's another group headquartered only a few miles from the World Trade Center wreckage that is actively working to keep us from winning this war. It's called the United Nations. Yes, the United Nations. The UN supports the principal sponsors of terrorism, nations such as Syria, which just weeks after the September 11th attack was voted onto the UN Security Council by an overwhelming majority. Want to know more? Call 1-800-527-USA1 for a free information packet. You'll be amazed at what you read. Get the U.S. out of the United Nations. Call toll-free 1-800-527-USA1. That's 1-800-527-USA1. Or on the web, go to getusout.org.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. And I want to remind those of you who have friends and relatives out here who cannot hear the sound of our voice, they can hear us live by going to our website. That's theterryandersonshow.com. I want to welcome all the good folks tonight in Phoenix, Arizona, KFNX 1100 AM. K-Dawn, KDWN, 720 AM, Las Vegas, Nevada. And I want to welcome all the good folks listening on RBN. And those of you who can't want to hear our archive show, you can hear us live on RBNLive.com. They archive all of our radio shows there. Let me give out that call number now. Those who want to call, agree, disagree, curse me out, but don't forget, you get back all that you give. That number is 1-866-870-5752. That's 1-866-870-5752.
Now it's time for the most horriblest clown of the week.
Yes, it is time for the most horriblest clown of the week. And tonight I want to compliment Senator McCain for his wonderful balance. This guy's got the greatest balance in the world. It's not easy to stand on one leg and talk while your other foot is stuck in your mouth. But he manages to do it every day. He is continually trying to give away this country by offering amnesty to illegal aliens and uttering some of the stupidest rantings I have ever heard. Week before last, when speaking of the failed Senate immigration bill, he told a blatant lie that the American people were not served by that bill by it not being passed. That, you know, the exact opposite is the truth, because American people do not want amnesty, and we are the victors with the demise of that BS bill. Straight beef manure, folks. The other day, McCain sat down and attempted to get both feet in his mouth when he said that illegal aliens are taking the jobs that no one else wants, and then proceeded to offer $50 an hour to any American who would pick lettuce in Arizona, saying that Americans couldn't do the job. Immediately, numerous hands in the room shot up with Americans asking to sign up for the wage that he had offered. Guess what? Then this idiot wasn't expecting that, so he says, but you got to sign up for the whole season. The hands went back up again. Okay, where do we sign up? $50 an hour. Where's the money? You know what? He exited the room instantly. Now you tell me, what's this all about? He had a complete microcosm of the true labor picture in America. We will work for a proper wage. Couple of days later, guess what? Those American people let him know what time it was. 50 Americans showed up at his office carrying two things. Lettuce picking applications in one hand and heads of lettuce in the other hand. Show and tell, Mr. Senator. You the one said it. Now here's these people want to line up for the jobs. You don't have the jobs. You lying sack of whatever it is. This is outrageous. You made the point, and they blew your point right away from you, because you know the reason Americans don't do those jobs illegals do is because the wage is too low. End of story. McCain, you suck. You're an idiot, but more than that, you're the most horrible clown of the week. Good God, this guy goes on. Where do they find these people? Who elects these guys? Who puts him and Kennedy in office? You tell me, who keeps voting for these people? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Let's get right to our guest, folks. We don't have a lot of time, and this guy here demands all of the attention we can give him, because he's one of the people that I hold in the great esteem. Fabulous guy. Met him exactly 10 years ago in San Diego. We shared a cab together. He probably doesn't remember that. Peter Brimelow, what do you hear? What do you say?
How are you, Terry?
That's pretty good, buddy. How you been?
Well, I'm 10 years older, I guess.
Yeah, we all are. We all are. And hopefully 10 years wiser. But you never know. You know, some of us don't get any wiser.
People, well, at least you haven't changed very much, have you? It's just that more people get in the message now.
I hope so. And you know what I tell Peter? I tell him all the time, we're winning this.
Yeah.
We put that 500,000 people on the street here in Los Angeles. We put that 20,000 in the street in Phoenix. We're the ones who did that. Not me. I'm talking about everybody in this country who stood up is the one who has demanded that our laws be enforced. They're the ones who got these people nervous and scared.
That's right. Actually, I think I'll settle for it being you, Terry. But yeah, that's actually, I think talk radio is really critical here.
Well, it's all we have.
Yeah.
Talk radio
well,
and the internet. Talk radio and the internet. That's all we have. Without that, we would be doomed, Peter.
Right.
I want to tell people about your website. And I don't know anybody in this room, this world today who doesn't know what your website is, but it's vdare.com. But it's been on the air been on the net quite a while. You have got some really, really quality writers there. I mean, I read these people's stuff all the time, and even I'm amazed. I thought I know everything about this issue, but I don't. And I read a lot of good stuff on there.
Well, vdare.com, Terry, you know, it flowed out of the book I wrote about immigration.
Alienation.
Exactly, alienation. Not just illegal, but also legal immigration, because I think legal immigration is just as much out of control as illegal immigration.
Well, I think we need to bring it back to traditional numbers.
That's right. I mean, that's about 200,000 a year, which would be, what we should really have is a moratorium here, and that means no net immigration. And oddly enough, that's not far from the numbers, which it said, that's 200,000 a year, because about 200,000 people leave. That's not far from the numbers that Teddy Kennedy predicted would actually happen in the 65 Act. And he was wrong, of course.
Oh, but dead wrong.
It doesn't seem to bother him. He's still making wild predictions about this next attempt to open the borders.
What gets me about it, Peter, Ray Charles at the time could see what was going to happen. You know what I mean? Anybody could see what was going to happen. It's like when the amnesty happened in 1986, I wasn't very political at all. I didn't know much about anything.
Right.
But I knew this. I knew if you let these people stay here free, you give them amnesty, you get them home free, guess what? You're going to create more of the same. We had 3 million then. We got 20, 30 million now. I knew with my uneducated self at the time that that wasn't going to work. Not only wasn't going to work, it was going to make things worse, and that's exactly what happened. Now, you cannot tell me that Reagan and Simpson and Mazzoli and the rest of those people did not know this was going to be the result. They had to be smarter than me.
Well, I'm not sure they are. I think, if you work for professional, I used to work on the Hill, and these professional politicians, they don't spend a lot of time thinking or reading or anything like that. They just respond to immediate pressure. And that's what these organized Hispanic groups know. They think they can stampede them, the politicians, just by kicking up a lot of fuss. Well, what amazes me about it, I'm a financial journalist, as you know, Terry, and a lot of what we do on VDare.com is quite technical. It's looking at the economics of and the statistics behind immigration. There's no attempt made at the moment by the government to estimate what portion of jobs created in every month go to immigrants and illegal immigrants. We have estimates on the side. We estimate about 40%, 50% of all jobs created are going to illegal estimates. And we've kind of teased that out of the government data. But you can see that, in fact, in the workplace, Americans have been displaced at quite a pace, quite a rate, by illegal immigration. Last time I looked at black unemployment, it actually gone up throughout this recovery that's been going on now for about 3 years.
Peter,
gone up, because the reason is because
I can see it every day.
Intense wage competition.
Right. I can see it every day. I live on the ground level. I'm down here at the bottom. I'm a foot soldier. I see it happening around me. I get the emails from guys who can't get construction jobs, women who used to clean hotel rooms, women who used to clean houses that can't get it anymore.
Do you find you get an email from people now who say that they're applying for jobs and being told they can't get them if they don't speak Spanish?
Oh, tons of them.
Tons of nice.
Even at McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Yes. Even.
And it's from places like Eastern Washington State, out in the desert. It's just extraordinary.
I'm getting those emails from all 50 states now.
I actually, in Quebec, I think there's a good case for language legislation in this country, as there was in Quebec, to compel or forbid employers to require, bilingualism or Spanish to be spoken in the workplace, to compel them to operate in English, because the only way to protect the native-born Americans.
Peter, I got an email from a guy a couple weeks ago, and I called him. He had a phone number there, and I called him. Black guy, a Vietnam veteran, decorated, school teacher here in the L.A., in the L.A. area. He was told by the principal of his school, this guy's 65 years old. Now, he's got a couple years to teach yet, right? He was told by his principal of the school, learn Spanish or you can't come back and work here in September. Now, that's outrageous. Here's a guy who served his country, went in combat for his country. Here's a guy that's been teaching children for years and years and years, and they tell him that he's got to learn a foreign language to keep his job. He quit. He said, fill out my retirement papers. I'm leaving. Good for him. But that's what they're doing to these teachers in California now. If they don't take Spanish lessons, they can't continue teaching.
See, and that's in spite of the fact that Californians voted in initiative, Ron Onz's initiative a few years ago to
Prop 209, yeah.
I mean, in other words, the system, it gets around these laws.
They get around everything.
Really whacked on the head. I mean, if you just keep pounding it on the head to make it get the message. I saw somewhere the other day that something like a fifth of all California high school seniors can't graduate because they can't pass an exam in English.
I wonder why. And not only the English speaking kids can't pass an exam in English. You know why? You know what these kids tell me? And I talk to a lot of kids in the neighborhood. They tell me that they're sitting in class all day listening to these children who come here from foreign countries being instructed by the teacher. And guess what? These kids are sitting here while the teacher is spending most of the day trying to get these kids who are dumb in two languages, illiterate in two languages, the old one and the new one. And these American kids of all races are sitting there while these newly arrived children are being catered to by the teacher. This is outrageous. That's why California, that used to be in the top five in education, is now tied for 49th with Mississippi.
Well, a couple of years ago I was talking to an education expert a woman, and she's a famous education expert. She writes for the Wall Street Journal all the time, and she never writes about immigration. But I asked her, you know, is there any research done on the impact of immigration on native-born children? Because, you know, the education is heavily researched. Every issue in education is heavily researched. But this isn't research. And she said, not only is there no research, but there isn't going to be any research because nobody wants to know the answer. The entire political and academic establishment don't want to know what the impact of immigration is on K through 12, American K through 12 students. Well, that's really why I need. We felt obliged to set up VDare.com because we do it through anecdote. We get stories from kids about what it's like to be in these classrooms.
That's firsthand.
Which, you know, people won't publish. You're not going to get into the mainstream.
No, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. That's why the Internet is so important. So much information floating around the Internet. A lot of it is trivia. A lot of it is good stuff. And that's what we count on. I get most of my information for this show from the Internet. I'll be very honest about it. I don't know how the old-timers used to do their radio shows without the Internet. It would be very rough. Peter, let me ask you this. You see these marches out here, and a lot of our folks are kind of dismayed by the marches. And I tell them, you know, this is the best thing ever happened to us. I don't care if they carry American flags, white flags. I don't care if they carry French flags. The numbers marching in the street are telling people how many illegal aliens are in this country. And everybody that I talk to says the same thing. I had no idea it was that bad. They woke me up. They alerted me. What do you think about it?
I think that's exactly right. And I think that the mainstream media, you know, has a long record of misinterpreting this sort of thing. They misinterpreted, you know, the time of Proposition 187, you know, when the attempt by Californians to get illegals out of the tax trough. There was a huge march waving Mexican flags. Never occurred to the mainstream media this would upset Americans, but it did. But, you know, I'm old enough to remember this in 1968. You remember the riots at the Democratic Convention?
Oh, I remember it well. Chicago.
And everybody assumed in the mainstream media that the American people as a whole would be very shocked at the way the police reacted and the police attempt to get control in Chicago. But in fact, that wasn't the case at all. The great bulk of Americans didn't like these rioting students. They thought they were revolting, and they thought, you know, that when they saw the police being attacked by them, they said, you know, these student punks have beaten up our husbands, brothers, and sons, because they actually were related to people.
It was a huge turnoff.
Yeah, well, I mean, in other words, you know, people. I think it's going to create an enormous backlash.
I do too, Peter. I got about 2 minutes to go here. I just want to thank you for coming on. I want people to go and read your website, VDare.com. Virginia Dare was the first
English child
born in America, right, folks. That's so, what its name.
It's sometimes true that the Spanish were here first, but you know, from the point of view of America, it's the English kids who—they're the birth of the English child. That was important.
Right.
It's an English-speaking nation.
It is an English-speaking nation, and folks, it's good information to get there. You can really get a well-rounded view of illegal immigration and legal immigration by going to VDare.com. The reason I like it is because the articles are not really long, and you can read them in a few minutes. You can get a good idea, and there's tons of links in the article. If you want to go deeper, you can go deeper through those links that are all throughout the article, but you've got a various different group of people who write, and it's really good stuff. Peter, I want to thank you for coming on. I also want to thank you for all your good work, man. You've been at it a long time. Alien Nation is still one of the great books of our time on this subject, and we appreciate all you've done. You've done great work, and you're an immigrant to this country.
That's right, but I came in legally.
That's right. You came in legally, and you have the right to say that the door should be slammed behind you. Anybody has that right, because when it's full, it's full. I don't care who says it. If it's full, it doesn't matter whose mouth it came out of.
It's a question of whether the lifeboat is going to come slammed.
There you go. There you go. Peter Brimelow, folks, VDare.com. Peter, thanks so much for coming on, buddy.
Keep in touch.
You take care and keep up the good work, buddy.
Bye now.
All right. Great guy, folks. We love this guy. He's really good. We've got a lot of people like that fighting this problem. Peter's been at it a long time. I've been at it a long time now. We had George Putnam on last week. Jeez, he's been at it longer than anybody, our guy. But we got people who are fighting the other direction, and a lot of them are very racist. I don't have a racist bone in my body, folks. I'm mixed up with too many different things. But I'm going to tell you something. There are people out there who only care about one race, and some of the biggest races in our country now are Hispanic people. And I'm going to give you one of the top. Here's Mr. Gutierrez. You tell me. You call me and let me know if this is racism or not. You let me know.
The border remains a military zone. This land that historically has been ours for 40,000 years, and we're a new mestizo nation. We are not immigrants that came from another country to another country. We are migrants free to travel the length and breadth of the America. American. They are not making babies. They are dying.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
FTAA, a roadmap for economic and political fusion of our hemisphere. If approved, Americans will lose control of their own future. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress to say no to the FTAA. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6th, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
This is the Terry Anderson Show, and we talk about illegal immigration. You know what, folks? We had Peter Brimelow on. There's so many good folks in this country. I want to introduce you to all of them. He's been on before, but there's a lot of new listeners. And I want you guys to meet all these people. I want you to see that there's somebody out there doing the work of this country, not all like this idiot Ted Kennedy and this other idiot McCain. And what gets me, you know, I don't know what to say about Kennedy. I'm a conservative. I've always been a conservative. I'm probably the most right-wing person in this building. But let me tell you something. I don't go by
by political parties because that gets you in trouble. You should vote patriot, not party, folks. Vote patriot. Let me tell you why. Look at McCain. This guy gets the nod. If he gets the Republican nomination for president, you Republicans out there are going to be singing this guy's praises. Oh, he's a good man. Oh, he's this. This man's an idiot. I don't know what happened to him. I don't know if he got bounced on the head over there in the Hanoi Hilton somewhere or maybe, I don't know what happened to him. I really don't know what happened. But this man is a total idiot, be he a Republican or a Democrat. And anybody that puts their lot in with him deserves what this country's going to get. This man is selling us out. And these so-called conservatives you hear them on the radio, you hear them in the news, they all talk the same thing. We have to wait. We have to close the border. I like Lou Dobbs. I love Lou, folks. I'm not on his case. But I even hear it a little bit from him. We have to seal that border up. The first thing we have to do is control the border. Number one, we got to control the border, and then we'll talk about what we're going to do with the rest of the people. No! No! We're not going to talk about what we're going to do with the rest of the people. We're going to seal up that border, and then we're going to get them the hell out of here. There is no talking after the border is sealed. Yes, I agree with them. The border must be sealed first. But there is no discussion about what happens to these people. You will give them 90 days. You have 90 days to get your orders in affairs and business and get the hell out of my country. And if you ain't out of here, you are a felon. And if we catch you, we're going to give you 5 years out there in the middle of the Mojave. You know what? If you don't care, then stick around. If you do care, go home. Go home, wherever home is. And that will work. We don't have to do any roundups like they say. O'Reilly likes to use that term. O'Reilly's an idiot. O'Reilly's a total idiot. He's a rich idiot, but he's still an idiot. And he's an elitist because he's up there at the top living on Long Island. He doesn't have to deal with these people. He's never competed for a job with these people. He's never had a child in a school where these kids are tearing up the schools, making it unlearnable. He's never had to deal with them in the jails. No, he's an elitist. And he's quick to say, well, we just have to amnesty him. You know why? Because he'll never see one of them. He'll never come in contact with them. He won't have to compete for a job, and his wife will never get heckled as she walks by a construction site. He doesn't have to deal with it, and that's elitism. Now, he may call himself a conservative, but when anybody tells you that we have to amnesty these people, that's sick. That is sick, and it is not American. Let's go to Barbara Cole. Barbara, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I got a couple of things tonight. Number one, I want to invite your listeners to we're celebrating Minuteman Month this month, April 26th, and our keynote speaker is T.J. Bonner, the president of the National Border Patrol Council. So they'll get a chance to meet him. Also talk with John and Barbara March, the parents of Deputy David March that was murdered, of course, by an illegal alien. And we've got several wonderful people they'll get to be able to chat with Jim Gilchrist. And it's like I said, it's going to be a real celebration. We want to invite your listeners. That's April 26th at 7:30 at the Garden Grove Women's Club. And if anybody needs some details, they can use this number, our toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS. And a couple of other things, Terry, I wanted to announce, which, of course, you've heard as well as the rest of us. There is literally a stampede at the border. These people are just coming across in droves. And so we want to invite anybody that is willing to go down and help out with the Border Watch here in California, so you don't have to drive to another state. Just go to the MinutemanProject.com. They can find out how they can join up. And there's another exciting event, a caravan that's starting here in California, going all the way to Washington, D.C. That starts on May 3rd. And again, you can call that toll-free number, 877-NO-ILLEGALS, and I can tell you the proper people to contact. And last but not least, Terry, I hope the latest news, which we were very fortunate to be able to get from our East Coast guy, this whole May 1st, a day without immigrants, it was revealed it is virtually totally communist-backed. The proof is there. And we put out an article on the Internet. We put out an article in our newsletter. So maybe some of these people who are saying, oh, these poor people, and will not wake up to the reality and the danger that we're in right now, and I mean that literally, that our country is facing, maybe the word communism will finally strike a note and they will wake up to the reality of what's happening.
We hope so.
Okay.
All right, Barbara.
Welcome to our meeting, folks.
Appreciate all that good stuff.
Okay, hon.
All right, kid. Take care.
God bless. Bye.
All right. Let's go to Sonny, calling from Tampa, Florida. Sonny, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry. You're doing a great show tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Here's something I want to touch on. Actually, I want your opinion on this. First, I mean, a lot of what the so-called immigration movement or the Aslan movement is saying is true in effect that, you know, this land was originally, you know, the indigenous people are mainly Mexican. You know what I mean? I mean, this was their land before it was.
So what?
Before it was, like, you know,
so what,
quote unquote, American land.
So what, Sonny?
For what?
So what?
Okay, and here's. Okay.
You live in a house?
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No, I rent.
Okay, but.
Like most people do.
Okay, somebody bought it, right?
Right.
Somebody owned it before that guy owned it, right?
Right.
Can that guy come back and say, I want that house back after he sold it?
Right.
They sold this country. We bought the country. End of story. Move on.
Okay, so what if they're trying to buy the land back?
Well, with what?
Or conquer it.
Well, conquer it, they can do that if they can. If they can conquer it, then come on and try it. But they can't buy it back. But they have no right to the country. They're talking about we should just give it back to them because it was once theirs. Well, if that's the case, the American Indians should be sitting down there where you are, the Seminoles or whoever it is. And if that's the case, you should give them your apartment. Are you willing to do that?
I'm not. I mean, and don't. I think you probably, you know, misjudge it from my original statement. I think this whole thing is a big scam for the New World Order. To
well, I do too.
The,
I do too, Sonny.
American Union.
I do too, Sonny. And I'm not picking
That's
on you.
That's all it's for. You
I'm,
know what I mean?
I'm not picking on you. I'm just making a point here. Whenever people tell me that this was once somebody else's, well, I say, well, what about where you lived? Are you going to give back your house or your apartment to your business to the Indians? Most people won't do it, Sonny. They're not going to do it. And you are right about the one world order and all of this. You're absolutely right. But we have to fight this at a local level. You cannot get your arms around the New World Order. It's just not something you can fight in a day. You can fight illegal immigration with the law, and this is a piece of it that we can fight this way. That's why I choose one part of the New World Order. You know what I mean? People say, well, you should talk more about the Bilderbergers. I'm not getting into all that stuff.
No, I understand.
You know, we don't have time.
Here's something else that this is definitely something I want to hear you touch on, because I don't think you've touched on this yet. Why is it that as far as immigration is concerned with the federal government, that any dark skin, anything darker than maybe an Asian has the most trouble getting into this country? As far as, like, if you were a Jamaican trying to immigrate, or if you're Haitian trying to immigrate, or East African trying to immigrate,
Sonny, they have
you're not getting into this country.
Sonny, that's not true. They have quotas on all these countries, and those quotas are based on what that person can do for the country. We let so many poor, uneducated people per year. If Jamaica's got a quota, we fill that quota every year. I don't know what the Jamaican quota is. I know we allow over 90,000 people to come in here from Mexico every year. 90,000 people.
That's Mexico. I'm
hold on. I'm making a point, though, Sonny. Hold on. We allow people from every country in the world to come here. We don't discriminate. Every country in the world can immigrate people here. We even take the Cubans when they swim over here without question. But it's not about skin color. What it's about is how many people we are going to allow from that country. We have a quota system.
I'm telling you right now, there's discrimination as far as black people getting into this country. I have firsthand knowledge of that.
So you are you black, Sonny?
No.
Have you been discriminated against coming into the country?
No, because I'm born here.
Okay, well,
I'm saying as far as my
well, Sonny, that we talk about time. We're talking about illegal immigration, and that's why nothing gets fixed, because you wanna start hitting on a bunch of things that have nothing to do with what we're talking about. So if you want to talk about that, you call somebody else's show. But I appreciate you listening. Thanks for the call.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Yeah, take care, buddy. Let's go to Brad calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Brad, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hey, Terry.
I want to give him a chance to make his point. You know what I mean? But he came up short. Go ahead, Brad.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention this big rally we had here in St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
The state capitol had about 30,000 illegals and their supporters, of course. And they had a Minneapolis police officer there and actually, like, cheering them on. Can you believe that?
No, I believe it.
In uniform.
Well, I believe it.
And basically saying, we support you.
Until they take the jobs, Brad. Until they take those policemen's jobs.
And it's just incredible. I mean, an actual police officer up there.
You ought to see the police here on this street, in our streets here in L.A. Most of them are skinhead Hispanics, tattooed down, gangsters. They were gangsters 2 years ago, and now, guess what? They're LAPD. That is unbelievable. And you see more and more of that every day. Go ahead, Brad.
I just wanted to say that's basically my point. I just couldn't believe how openly they aid and abet this.
Well, they're stupid. Those police are stupid, and they will come to regret it, each and every one of them. I guarantee you. Thanks, buddy. Call me again.
All right, thanks, sir.
Take care. Let's go to Joan, calling from Canoga Park. Joan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Good evening, Terry. Thanks
Good
for
evening.
Taking my call. I'm not going to be reporting to work tomorrow because I'm basically protesting against this illegal immigration
Good for you.
Problem, along with not eating any restaurant establishments. And you are correct to know that Hispanics are white because I have also witnessed their birth certificates to where it is stated they are Caucasian. And number three, I was watching something on Fox News Channel about a week ago about where Bush was addressing the Congress, counting on them to bring about this legislative process about a guest worker program for illegals. And I'm counting on the American citizens to impeach, indict, and dethrone Mr. Bush under Title 18 United States Code Section 1324, where he is harboring in aliens.
Joan, just based on what he's done on this illegal immigration issue, I would agree with you.
Well, it's because
I am fed up with him. Every time he makes a speech, you hear what Barbara Coe said, they are rushing across that border. They are lining up more and more and more of them. Every time your president makes his speech about a guest worker program, they're lining up. And these border patrolmen are telling me this, Joan. When they arrest these people, when they stop them, the first word out of their mouth, amnestia.
Well, the problem is Mr. Bush is setting an example for all the governors of each state and the mayors of each city to bring about an illegal immigration, and that is where you are communizing of America, and that is where America is going to become another Soviet Union.
Well said, Joan.
Thank
Very
you.
Well said.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.
All right, let's go to Jan, calling from Colorado. Jan, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, Terry. I'm calling for Peter Gadio. He's in bed right now, and you know it's... He's chairman of the 9/11 Families for a Secure America.
Yeah, Pete's a good guy.
He is a good guy. Anyway, he is putting together, along with Joan Molinaro and D.A. King, a rally on April 24th, which is next Monday at 10 o'clock a.m. And they are inviting all victims of terrorism and other crimes committed by illegal aliens.
This is in Washington, D.C.?
In Washington, D.C., and I want to give out Peter's number.
Okay.
If anybody can join them, bring a flag and bring a sign, and that is area code 860-927-3822.
One more time.
860-927-3822.
All right, this is good stuff, folks. Anybody that wants to support it or you have a story of how illegal immigration hurt or killed somebody, this is a good time to tell it.
Yep.
Jan, thank you so much, and thank you for all the work you do in Colorado, and my best to Bill.
Thank you.
All right, kid.
Bye,
you take
Terry.
Care. Bye-bye. All right, let's go to Peggy, calling from Salinas, California. Peggy, what do you hear? What do you say?
Hi, this is my first time to listen to you, and I'm absolutely thrilled.
Oh, I'm thrilled to have you.
I live in Salinas, California, and
the lettuce capital of the world.
Absolutely. And it is pathetic here. The crime rate has gone skyrocketing. Our whole city council is Hispanic. The mayor is Hispanic. The law enforcement does what they can, but they're just so outnumbered, so overwhelming. There's crime in every area of the town now. There's no safe place to live. As a matter of fact, my family and I are moving to another state next month. It has gotten that bad.
And a lot of people, Peggy, tell me that same story. I get that email 10, 20 times a week from people who say they just can't cut it in California anymore.
We just can't do it. It's just getting too bad.
Well, I live here in L.A., and I live right...
You have to know.
Oh, it was once a ghetto. Now it's a barrio.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something. It is becoming unlivable for anybody. And that's not just black folks or white folks. That's American Hispanics also who are trying to get away from it.
Oh,
it is really terrible. Really terrible.
It is. And we have one area of this town that you can go into, and there are people that have been living there for 35 years that do not speak English.
Jeez.
They do not want to learn to speak.
They do not have to learn it, Peggy.
That's it.
They have been catered to where they do not have to learn it, and that is splintering in this country.
Absolutely.
Peggy, thank you for the call. You called.
Thank
you.
I did want to ask one question.
Uh-huh.
My family and I, we're not aware we can go to any of these rallies you were having, but is there something that we can do with our cars, or is there something that we can do to support these rallies?
Well,
even though that we can't be there physically?
Usually what you can do, some of the times they need money. You can donate money. Sometimes you can get on the Internet and send, you know, emails to your congresspeople. That's very important. The phone calls to Congress are very important. Very important.
Okay. Well, I've been doing that for about a week now.
Okay.
So.
Peggy, how are you listening to us up there?
Thank you.
You're listening on the Internet?
Some little crummy radio because I'm at work.
Okay, so you're probably getting us on 720.
So, yes.
That's out of Las Vegas. That's K-Don out of Las Vegas.
That's great.
Okay.
And I'll be listening to you tomorrow,
We're only on Sunday nights, Peggy.
Well, I'll be there next week.
Okay.
You can count on that.
Thank you so much for the call. You take care. Sure. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Nice lady from Salinas. Let's go to Elliot calling from Glendale. Elliot, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
Yeah, hi. Did you see the Daily News this morning? They mentioned how employers are actually recruiting these illegal aliens.
In Mexico.
They go into Mexico, and they are offering them jobs and telling them that if they come over here, they'll have a job waiting for them, which is one of the biggest encouragements of this problem. Well, I noticed that the same employers that are doing this, I bet are the same big businessmen that bribe the politicians with big campaign contributions. They're above the law. They have the high-powered attorneys and accountants. They're not paying their fair share of taxes. They pass the tax burden on to the hard-working middle class so that both parents have to work and they neglect their children because they're working all the time. So we have to defeat these incumbents, and it's really a blessing to have a wonderful candidate like Sonny Sardo to challenge a big incumbent like David Dreyer. And we got to send a loud message to Washington that we can actually defeat an incumbent. These incumbents shouldn't have a guaranteed job for life.
Well, it came close last time, Elliot, and it can be done. I mean, I think Sonny's got a good shot at this guy, and I can only hope that it happens. But Dreyer's got to go. Dreyer sucks. He really does, literally.
Well, here's the key to winning this. Now, Dreyer is a real professional. He's been at this for a quarter of a century, and you know for sure he's going to do a big absentee mailing. Well, Sonny's going to have money to do an absentee mailing and do a mailing to independent voters and really do all the things that David Dreyer's out and get a message out, but he has to do this before. I wish they didn't have absentee voting. This is a horrible problem.
I would agree with that. If people really want to vote, go down there and vote.
Yeah, but
go down there and vote.
When they vote a whole month early, and this is what happened to Jim Gilchrist, conservatives think, well, we can solve this on Election Day. Well, Election Day is too late.
It's too late.
Remember when Campbell got all these absentee votes?
Yeah, Gilchrist was too far behind. By Election Day, he was too far behind to catch up. Elliot, I got to go.
That's right. So we got to do this early. It's the message I want to get out.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's go to Ron calling from Orange, California. Ron, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time, buddy.
Everybody, I want you to grab your pen and paper right now. I was cruising a site called Azlan.net, AZTLAN.net. I had the direct line here for Mr. Armando Navarro. The number is 951-333-6819. Terry plays this guy almost every week. I'd like everyone to call up and tell this person exactly
that's a good
what
you terminology.
Think of him.
Give that number again, Ron.
That's 951-333-6819. I actually called this guy up a couple days ago, told him what I think of him, and, you know, he's an idiot. He's going to hang up on you, but call him up anyway.
Limit your adjectives to maybe two or three, no more than that, you know. That'll be enough.
Yep.
Ron, thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. Take care.
All right. Let's go to Jackson calling from Los Alamitos. Jackson, what do you hear? What do you say? Not much time.
I'm just responding to a fellow tonight, and I think somebody else another week had this idea. Yes, Mexico did have control over parts of the Southwest for 27 years.
Yeah, very short time.
Yes, Spain ceded it to them, and then we wrested control in 1846 after the Mexican War. But the idea that the Native Americans somehow were in agreed to the to their claim over their land is nonsense. Geronimo, as a young Apache warrior, had many border skirmishes with General Santa Anna and Mexican troops.
If you don't believe that, watch the movie Geronimo.
He had eight bullets in fighting the Mexican cavalry. So he didn't like, right. You know, he didn't agree with it. The United States should have claim over their land, but
the Mexicans. Yeah, even West Studi talks about that in the picture Geronimo, about how we've always raided the Mexicans, you know? All right, thanks, Jackson. I got to go, buddy. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Sebastian calling from Los Angeles. Sebastian, how much time?
Hello, yeah. I just wanted to make a comment or a question, actually, pose a question to the listeners. You know, all these people that are coming across the border to, you know, take advantage of these job positions. You know, we have a vast number of, you know, the populace that doesn't really want to work, you know, or that refuses to do certain jobs. And I just wanted to know what, and not only that, but our children are getting lazier and lazier and not motivating themselves in school. I wanted to know what your take on that was, and if we don't get people to come in here and do the job and be motivated and bring in new blood, you know, like our society is kind of like not working itself.
Well, Sebastian, I would answer your question. I always answer every question. My question is, Americans will do any work if the wage is fair. The problem is the wage is not fair, and the illegals, the vast supply of illegal aliens has run that wage down where Americans have gotten lazy and will not take that wage. And if you want to call not working for $5 an hour lazy, then I'm lazy too. But let me say this to you: what would you say to people who tell you that? Who tell you that the reason the wages are so low is because of the illegal immigration? What would you say?
Well, I mean, the thing is, with all the low-level jobs being taken up by illegal immigrants, that leaves so much potential for people to go to school and to like work their rears off.
That's a good point, Sebastian. But let me say this to you: everybody's not going to college, and you know, you say that if they take a job, American won't do this. There's very few illegal aliens in North Dakota, and all those jobs are still being done up there, some kind of magical way. But Sebastian, call me earlier next time. We'll talk about. I appreciate your call. Take care. Mind-boggling, but you know, I want everybody to stick around tonight. We got a really nice lady that comes on after me, Loris Rascala, Just a Woman Radio. Tonight she has Mr. Dennis Prager as her guest. I listened to her last week. She's not bad. I don't mean that in a bad way. She's really very good. It's a very good show. I want to remind you folks, my good buddy Rusty Childress at Childress Auto Mall, 22nd Avenue, Camelback, in the city of Phoenix. Don't forget him. He's a patriot. Go down and support him. I want to thank Mike Reed, Engineer Deluxe, and my producer, Les Blinghorn, for taking your calls. And I want to remind you, this week with the Swings, you can read on our website, The Swings, The Underdog, Complex and Refried America. Very good stuff this week with the Swings. I want to remind all of you that we do need your help to stay on the air, folks. Please, we take donations here. It's a tough thing. KRLA doesn't care anything about the message. They just want the money. It's a business. And to stay on the air, we have to have the money. So give us a think of once in a while. If you got a little something you want to donate, send it to the Terry Anderson Show, 3940 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, number 643, Studio City, California, 91604. I want to thank all of you who participate in the show tonight, and also Sebastian, who was kind of contrary to us, but we do appreciate that and welcome it as long as it's civil. I want to remind you of those three websites we talk about all the time, folks, the TerryAndersonShow.com, and don't forget our good buddy Juan Man at deportaliens.com. And for the up-to-date information on the illegal alien invasion, go to Glenn Spencer's webpage, AmericanPatrol.com. This is Terry Anderson for the All-American Radio Network saying we will be back again next week, as usual, attempting to articulate the popular rage. Good night, folks.
You're listening to RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network. RBNLive.com.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold, and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.